Hello and welcome back to the Heart Song Yoga Podcast. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Sarah. And we're continuing our exploration in the journey of the chakras with the throat chakra, Vishuddhi. And I just noticed one of the literal translations of this Sanskrit word Vishuddhi is the pure place.
The pure place. That's interesting because I would have thought that that would apply, well, it's to all of them really, isn't it? Interesting that that would be singled out.
Yeah, as that word meaning the pure place. And I suppose it's because it's our expression and our, you know, it is our expression and what we express, how pure is it? How truthful is it? How,
how unfiltered can you be?
Yeah, that, isn't it? It's like, are you coming from a place of pure expression where you can express yourself freely and you feel uninhibited to do that? I would say that is not the case for many, many people. And therefore, one would think that this whole region of Vishuddhi, the throat chakra, is an area that possibly is quite blocked, perhaps closed down, not functioning as well as it could be. How do you feel about that?
Interesting that you say expression, because I would initially have thought voice and speaking, you know. But expression really encompasses a lot more than that. It's you know, it's your artistic expression or your creative expression. It's how you interact with the world in any way, whether it's physical, you know, or thought-based or sound, like spoken word-based.
Yeah,
or, you know,
well, it is
facial expressions.
About singing. Think about think about mantra and how purifying mantra is when you sit and chant in community. You just have this profound settling and cleansing and peaceful residual effect of chanting. So coming back to it, literally translating as the pure place, that sort of fits with the effects I've felt over the years whenever I've had those experiences. It's almost like, you know, when you're chanting those beautiful, and Sanskrit is a vibrational language, and how that leaves the rest of your cells feeling. I remember the very first Sacred Earth concert I went to, I just felt all my cells change. It was profound. The experience of that was profound, the way it landed within me. And then going on and doing a workshop with them after that and chanting with them, just really embedded all of that. So it was very pure. It's I suppose if I never would have come up with the word pure to describe that experience, but looking at that being the literal translation of Vishuddhi, it sort of makes sense when I can think back to how I've used it and where it's landed within me. And another,
it's almost like,
go on.
I was going to say, it's like connection to the source, really, in the sense of, if I kind of think more, like for me, my experience goes more to community music organizations. So, you know, playing in bands or being involved in, you know, witnessing choirs sing, things like that. And you can always feel it when they get that little something more, you know. So and our conductor and I used to play in a community concert band, you know, at the end sometimes you'd all get in the zone when you're playing together. And she'd get to the end and she'd be like, oh, I've got goosebumps, you know. That's a purity of expression that is shared, and so perhaps at that point we were all very open in the throat chakra as we were working with that. It doesn't always happen in a group environment.
That's another good example of it, really.
Shared creativity almost, which is starting to mean everything has to be in alignment, because, you know, your creative center is sort of more associated with your sacral center, second chakra, or even your, you know, your sort of sense of self and security with that in your third chakra. So it's it does sort of start to mean that the more aligned you can be and the more balanced you can be in all levels, the more likely you are to find these expressions.
And I think it's like looking at holistic health. I don't think you can look at these as singular entities, the chakras. You can't sort of separate them out and I'm just going to work on this one today and I'm just going to work on this one today, because we don't work like that as energetic beings. You know, there's this flow through all layers that affect everything at all times. So but what I was going to say,
you're going to make a jigsaw puzzle and you only paint the image on one of the pieces.
We work as a whole. And the other thing that I just thought of when reflecting on this region is a quote that Patricia Brown shared during one of the Dru Yoga trainings, and that was, taste your words before you speak them. Taste your words before you speak them. Because often people are in such a hurry to reply to something, they don't always hear you before they reply, and there's a lot of miscommunication takes place every moment. Because we're
running. I think it's a useful. It's a useful filter. And then so this is the interesting side of it, because now you are filtering. And so what does it mean to have a pure expression? Is it that you do not guard or sort of challenge or question what you're going to say? Or does it mean that you do, you know, sort of guard your tongue and keep your thoughts to yourself and only express those which you would feel are appropriate in the moment? You know, what is it? And I suppose it's both, you know. On one hand, you want your expression to be honest, and so if sometimes it's going to be appropriate to say things that might be difficult for someone to hear, because it's truthful. But other times that would also be hurtful, and you need to choose whether that's necessary or not. And I think then there's, you know, always whenever you're going to say anything, if we can sort of pause on that and go, actually, I don't need to say that, it's you know, it doesn't add anything of value, well, then you probably don't need to say it. But I think there are times when, you know, things do need to be said, and how do you I suppose approach it with compassion?
Yeah, I guess that's interesting, because this sort of all ties into everything being connected, doesn't it? So, and that comes from your heart. So it's like, you know, yeah, is it kind? Is it necessary to speak it? And at the same time, like you say, we don't want to have to filter everything, because then you don't want any suppression of expression either, because where's that going to sit within you? So, but that all depends then on the state of these other centers as to how you're expressing, doesn't it? So it's probably a good gauge if you would listen to your own self-talk and listen to yourself when you do engage with others, and take the time to step back and notice what you're saying and where's that coming from, to give you a gauge of what's going on in other parts of your being. Reflects a lot, our expression.
And I think especially when you're giving, like, it's an interesting thing to sort of give feedback to people on things, and it's actually something that we don't know how to do very well as a whole. And I have had to learn it in the process of becoming a writer, because one, I have to receive a lot of feedback on my work that is not always easy to hear, and also, you know, once you enter into a community of people doing creative work, well, then you're expected to give critique to others, and you have to be very careful, because it's so easy to wound people and needlessly, you know, like, yes, they need to hear the truth, but at the same time, there is a cruel way to reveal that, and there's a compassionate way to give that, and the outcome should be, you know, what you're trying to say. If something isn't working, you know, someone's book or someone's art or whatever it is, or their singing is not, you know, it could be improved. What you want to do when you give that feedback is never sort of, you want them to come away from hearing it excited to fix it.
Yes.
So you want to sort of say, you know, however it is that you tell them that this improvement could be made or that something isn't working, you want them, rather than to walk away going, oh, well, I'm just not very good at it, or maybe I should give up, or, you know, you want them to be like, oh, I see that and I could be better. you know, that's so much more empowering, and it's all to do with the delivery of how you give that critique. And I think that applies to everything, not just art. But,
everything. I think it does.
Can we lift each other up? And that doesn't mean we don't ever say anything negative or bad. It just means when we are saying something to someone that is not perhaps what they wanted to hear, we inspire them to be better rather than drag them down and make them feel guilty or insignificant or not good enough. And in your self-talk.
Yeah.
How often in your self-talk do you deliver those criticisms with compassion, and how often do you do it with, oh, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I'm not, I'm not. when what it should be is, I could be. And how can you take that feedback to yourself even on board? Because you won't always get it right.
No.
You know? But we tend to beat ourselves up for things for far too long.
Yeah, we do. There's another quote.
That's really throat center, which is related.
Yeah, it is. Anadia Judith, she's got a quote, and she says, "Our body is an instrument played by divine breath. It is our job to keep the instrument well tuned and to listen to the voice of truth moving through us. Our body is an instrument played by divine breath. It is our job to keep the instrument well tuned and to listen to the voice of truth moving through us."
There's a whole lot to unpack there. I feel like that could be a podcast session in itself in terms of, you know, I mean, well, there's breath, which we've talked about before, but also, you know, how do you hear that inner voice, that divine truth, and how do you pass it and understand what it's saying?
And I guess if we're talking about Vishuddhi and if you want to sort of explore, you know, where your how your throat center is in this moment, I suppose these are some clues, aren't they? One, to take notice of your own self-talk. Two, to take notice of when you speak to others, you know, what is your tone of voice? What is the speed of voice? There's so many aspects to our voice that will give clues as to where it's coming from within, and whether it's hurried, whether it's well thought out, whether it's genuine, whether it's truthful. You know yourself when you hear things from people, sometimes you can tell where they've come from, whether it's come from a sincere, compassionate place or whether it's come from someone wanting to fob you off place or...
or their own insecurities, or you know, like they're saying something that is directed at you, but as you're listening, you're like, actually, this is really directed at them.
So it's just, I suppose, these conversations are just to have a conversation and tease out the deeper layers and aspects of these regions of our being. They're like regions of consciousness, and how we can continue the journey of getting to know ourselves, which is you know why we're here. Get to know yourself more and more and more. And these chakras give us a lens in which we can sort of delve in a little bit deeper and start to reflect and refine, if you like, if we choose to, these regions.
That purity, thinking back to that, could come back to also sort of a sense of channeling and that sense of truth moving through you. You know, it's a... If you journal or have any process of accessing that higher wisdom or higher self, that is probably expressing through this center.
Absolutely.
And if you're struggling with that, if you sit down to kind of, you know, either just sort of mentally reflect, or if you do that by going for a walk or by journaling or however it is you access that part of yourself, if it's not working, it might be a throat center issue. That you could work on. I suppose we should very quickly touch on yoga.
Well, yes. So as far as pranayama goes, the Ujjayi breath is a really valuable throat chakra tool, if you like. And Ujjayi breath is when you're just gently constricting the throat to make that sound like a shell. When you hold a big shell to your ear and you hear that little shh in the background, that shh, whatever.
The whooshing sort of sound. Yeah,
you know, is similar to the noise of the Ujjayi. And it's not so loud that others can hear it, but you can hear it from inside. And putting that restriction on the in-breath and on the out-breath is called Ujjayi breathing, and it's used quite a lot in different forms of pranayama, and it's very effective. It's also known as the tranquilizer breath for calming and lengthening the out-breath when you put it on the out-breath, for example. So that is very useful. And I was reflecting also on, in our Dru tradition, we've got our energy block release one, and all those neck releases, shoulder releases, all those movements are really good, because it is an area where traditionally a lot of tension is held in the muscular structure of the neck and the shoulders. So they're really good.
Yeah. And anything that opens, that sort of extends the front of the neck probably. Which not coincidentally often coincides with extending the front of the heart. And so, you know, you sort of camel perhaps.
Yes, cobra.
If you take the head back, cobra.
Fish?
Yes, that's the one I was trying to think of and couldn't. Yes. Yeah, fish is very strong on the throat chakra, I find.
Yeah. And the bridge.
Bridge is interesting. Yeah, I find that kind of works a bit more in duality with it. It's sort of, depending on where you are in the bridge, it sort of moves through a sense of being kind of expanded and contracted. Yeah, it's all very good ways to bring, and it's a matter of awareness, you know. Yeah, I mean, yoga works on the whole body at all times. So where you will notice it is where you bring your awareness. And so if you want to focus on that, try some different poses and have your awareness at your throat center and see what happens.
Yes, yeah. And notice your self-talk, self-expression. Interesting.
Be compassionate. Be true.
Yeah.
We will leave it there.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening. Bye.